This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The final days of the summer season, you could win a trip to the California Great America, where Boomerang Bay is now open. All this week, we've been doing this at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Right now is no exception. Caller number 97 right now instantly wins a 4-pack of tickets to get their rides and slides on. It's a good place to cool down. Go and get wet. Boomerang Bay.
Down there?
Down there.
Okay.
It's a good thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah. Call now, 800-400-3697. Hooman is already running through the calls over there. And in just a couple minutes, he'll be reviewing a couple movies with Corey Rosen. I always love seeing Corey.
Until then, I'll read a few of your texts. My family loved both Shazam and Aquaman.
Oh.
Both are great in different ways. Shazam was pleasant, uplifting surprise, and Aquaman had great special effects.
Mm.
Yeah, someone else wrote, and there's such a pile here, I don't know that I'll get to it in the time that I have left, but someone wrote, so if you didn't like it, you're saying I have bad taste. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong? No, you can like what you want, and I get to like what I want.
Yeah.
What is your problem?
Yeah.
I love Slipknot. I don't expect anybody else to, though.
Yeah. And one might say you have bad taste.
Right. In fact, if you said that, I'd say, well, all right.
Yeah. Well, everybody's taste is different.
That's the point.
Yeah. You're allowed
I'm
to like whatever
you
like.
I'm not calling you names because you like something I don't, though.
Right.
You're hearing things.
Yeah. Or are you just paranoid? You should really check into that. You don't want to live your life like that. If someone disagrees with you, you're like, oh, so you hate me and everything I stand for. Well, that's not exactly what I was saying,
nope.
But...
Finney tells Sarah that striped bass out of the bay is not recommended to eat. High level of toxins and mercury.
This was out of the ocean.
Although, you know what? The video that he found of one of his friends who saw your brother.
It's so incredible.
So they have video of her brother catching this fish, but then the release,
uh-huh.
The fish was dead.
Yeah, that fish was not, he needed to keep that damn fish.
The fish was dead?
The fish was dead. He puts it in the water and
it just
rolls
lays
on
there.
Its side.
Oh,
and then he's like,
no.
He's like, well, I'll put it out in deeper
takes
water.
Takes it farther. So I guess he just released a dead fish back out there.
I was
there.
Like, great, some chum.
Yeah.
Chum in the waters. Yeah,
oh.
It's so random.
Weird.
Hooman has some random friend.
Uh-huh. Shireen, my friend Shireen. Her and her family were fishing on the same beach.
Uh-huh.
The moment Sarah's brother catches that
she's
fish.
She's like, oh my God, look what this guy just
look
caught.
Look at what this guy caught.
It's like a hole in her ankle. It's incredible.
So did she hear us talk about it on
no,
the radio?
No, she has no idea that that's Sarah's brother.
You need
so
to tell her to send
it.
that video.
She was just filming on the beach while.
She probably doesn't have it. She was probably filming.
Well,
she can download it in 24 hours.
Yeah,
I'll call her at the end of the show.
Please call her. It's just so funny to see it from a whole other angle. He clearly had some other guy helping him, too.
Yeah, who was that guy?
I don't know. Probably a random from the beach who came over to help the dude who just caught the giant fish.
Well, somebody cold cocked it because it didn't survive.
No, it did not look healthy.
Vinny, calm it down on the Dolphins, dude. Sheesh. Every team in that division has been terrible forever.
Mm.
Losing records forever.
That is too bad.
Maybe the occasional pop-up over, into a winning record and then right back down into mediocrity.
Yeah. So they beat the bad teams and they beat the really good teams. Boy, they beat all the teams, those
Pats.
Wow,
but their division doesn't even challenge them.
Yeah, well, they play outside the division.
Please have Greg come back. Best break ever.
He's coming on The Secret Show today.
Yeah, he is.
So you'll hear a little of that. He was great today. Good for him. I'm so proud of him.
I know, me too.
Greg Baldwin is performing tonight at the San Jose Improv.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check him out. Lots of great text, you said, yeah?
Yeah, piles of them.
Great.
So he
will hand them off.
Will be very happy with the work he did here today. Vinny, have you put baby Edie on a skateboard down the hallway? Second babies always get the shaft. I have, but not nearly as often as I did with the first baby.
Well, you're busy. You're a lot busier when you have the second baby. It's
changes
weird how
things.
It, the entire focus of your life is the first baby. The second baby, you still have that whole other entire focus going on. And a six-year-old, needy. Needy kids.
They are.
It's unbelievable. When's this going to stop? Still all the questions, huh?
Putting your kid through college should make the list. Oh, the stress.
Yeah, it is stressful. It is stressful.
Oh, God, I'm running out of time.
You're
a lot of people loved that list of songs you did.
That
from
list
the 60s
was so good. When I read it this
wonderful
morning, I'm like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
This is a lot of it.
We
was
did.
It was the top songs from 1969 as determined by Billboard. And we did That's it because good. today is the actual 50th anniversary of the start of the Woodstock Festival. So it was sort of a little tie-in. But the list was great. Like, even Hooman was like, I'm making a playlist of that
mm-hmm
list. It's good.
It's up at Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page.
Thank you, Bren. Good job.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh. He's not ready yet. I'm oh, he's not ready.
You ready? He's still talking to the winner.
He's still talking to the winner. All right.
In a world.
In a world where Hooman is not done talking
where
to the
I'm
winner.
All right. He's up.
Okay, so he's ready now. All right.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Improv master, Corey Rosen.
It's on. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Nice to hear you.
I'd like to dedicate this movie review to John Clark. It's his birthday today.
Happy
everybody.
Birthday, John Clark.
Hey, John.
Way to go. Way to kill a big fish.
BJ.
And then let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Wait, he let a dead fish go?
Yeah. It seemed like it.
Okay.
Seemed like he let a big dead fish go.
Yeah, that was
chain.
Not good.
That's the food chain.
I also feel like, listen, if you're going to kill the fish, take it home and eat it.
Right.
I was pissed that he didn't bring it home. Mm. Now I find out it's dead.
Mm.
Bring it home.
Yeah.
Upon release, it rolls over.
Yeah.
I think you know that fish isn't swimming away.
Yeah, don't just drag it out further.
Yeah.
Bring it out. Bring it home. Wrap it in a towel and bring it home.
Boy, did that video ruin his moment.
Oh, I'm very upset about it. Like, you let a dead fish go. Take the dead fish home and eat it.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to eat a dead fish.
You do.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called Good Boys. This film stars no one famous. And this movie centers on 3 6th grade boys who ditch school to go on an epic journey to the mall 4 miles away from their house.
Yes.
The film climaxes when they end up going to the cool kids' party. Corey, there are so many people asking, is Good Boys just an updated version of Superbad, or is Good Boys just a wannabe Superbad?
Hooman, when you say just an updated version of Superbad, do you say that it's like it's a bad thing? Was Superbad not like one of the greatest movies of the last 10 years?
It is,
yeah.
But it was like an epic film.
Yeah, so let's look at that. So Superbad is a film about kind of teenagers, early teenagers, maybe tweens. No, teens.
Yeah.
Definitely teens doing
like
terrible things, right?
Yes.
Or like sort of experiencing adult things.
Eighth graders, yeah.
That are a little bit beyond their reach.
Mm-hmm.
Good Boys take that concept but make them sixth graders, right?
Oh.
Make them like
11.
So it's
11. Even worse that
it's
they're
a little bit worse, but also way more innocent and adorable.
Mm.
So now you take three kids who you've never seen before in anything, right?
Are they good?
Complete unknowns, and you freaking love them from the second they come on the screen, right?
Oh,
because
you do?
They're super innocent. They're super, like, messing everything up, and you're throwing completely inappropriate things at them, like their parents' pornography, like their first experiences with, like, having a beer.
Oh.
You know, like a scene. It's like a scene right out of Stand By Me where you've got, like, a bunch of kids, like, kind of bully kids, and they're like, the record is 3 sips. You know, and it's like, I could do 3 sips. I could do 4 sips. You know, like everything in this movie is heightened to that level of that complete innocence of just not drinking a beer, but sipping a beer.
Mm. And seeing if you can get four or five sips in.
Well, you remember how disgusting beer is, right?
Oh, I always sort of had a thing for beer, Corey.
Even as a little kid?
My dad, on a hot summer day, be out there mowing the lawn. I'd follow him around so I could get sips of his Schlitz.
I completely relate to the grossness of beer. That is like you're forbidden from trying it, and then you try it, and you can't believe you just drank that. And why would anybody want it?
Right. Why would anyone even want it?
Yeah.
Along those lines, there's talking about their innocence, there's one of the parents has a sex doll, and all the kids think it's a CPR doll.
It's the CPR doll. Dad's CPR doll. Yeah.
Oh,
and then
so
they practice
adorable.
Kissing. They practice kissing on the CPR doll.
Sure.
So it's one of these movies where it's like adorable children.
They kissed it?
Yeah.
The circle
so
mouth?
Wrong.
Why
so
wrong. Why is there
wrong.
A hair in the mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't want to give it away. I'm just saying.
You just did.
I'm just saying. It's a lovely
that
movie.
That must be what she's choking on.
It's a lovely film with great performances, and it's unexpected in so many ways.
Corey.
So you loved it.
Well, hold on. Let's keep going. Okay. Corey, you're an improvisational genius. How many genuine belly laughs did you have in this film?
More than I expected.
More than 10?
More than 10, yeah.
Oh, wow. I was going to say I had more than 10, too.
Yeah. I think the fact that you're watching, sometimes you're seeing a movie that's well-produced, well-created, and there's performances that are actually catching you off guard that takes you back to a time for seeing a movie like Lost Boys or The Goonies or Stand By Me or something of that sort of era, except that you should not take your children to this movie.
Oh, we're going to
talk about that in a sec.
Let's not jump
ahead. Is it R? Is it rated R?
Well, yeah,
it's a pretty R-rated film.
Corey, we live in 2019 where everyone's offended by everything. Is this film offensive?
Mm, good question. So,
thank you.
So it's hard, I think, to make a movie like this in this day and age because we're in the post-hashtag Me Too era. So how do you make a coming-of-age sex comedy like that? Well, let good boys be the example of how to do that.
Oh.
Because they are very cognizant of things like consent of...
The kids are.
Yes. Yes.
In like well, the it has been in way. The news.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's kind of cool to see them do this thing where it's not a rapey... Like sex comedy.
You know what I'm saying? I hate rapey sex comedies.
It's like, I was expecting kind of Pee Wee Porky's, you know, but it's not that. It's a lot more innocent, but it's also, it's on the level. Like strong female characters and it straddles the line of inappropriate.
Yeah.
No, it jumps over the line of inappropriate, but in ways that are interesting and.
You're really doing a good job selling this. I'm actually like, maybe I need to go see this movie.
I knew nothing about this movie going in. I don't want to ruin it for anybody who wants to see it, but all I saw was the poster, and it says Good Boys, and that
wasn't enough to get you in the door.
It drew me in.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, one of the problems is there's no one famous in it. There's like not even a famous dad. There's not a famous anybody.
Will Forte.
Well,
I mean,
who's
that? Two scenes, yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah. Corey, you're the father of two. Would you take your... How old are your kids?
My kids are 11 and 13.
Would you take your kids to see this film?
I'm on the line. I might have...
Do they want to see it?
I might have watched Sausage Party with my kids one night.
Oh, geez.
Oh, fun.
Which is radically inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And apparently the same production team or something behind it. And I think we did fast forward the food orgy scene in that film. But my kids are dying to see it. Like all of the marketing is saying, like, go see this movie. But the thing is, there's just so much, stuff I would have to explain. Like anal beads.
Oh. You know about anal beads? You guys all know what anal beads are?
I actually.
Anybody?
Could you please explain that to me?
I'm just not quite ready to explain anal beads to my 11-year-old. That's just why.
Seems like too much.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I laughed the whole time. I really liked the three kids who starred in this film. They were great. Their names are Jacob Tremblay, Keith Williams, and Brady Noon. If you just want to turn off your brain and laugh for an hour and a half, check out Good Boys. I'm giving it 3.5 Persian rugs.
Mm. All right. I'll sum it all up by saying that if you like movies about childhood, if you remember being invited or maybe not being invited to a kissing party, this is a great date movie. It's a great laugh, and it's an unexpected summer treat in the spirit of a movie like Ted. So I'm going to give this 5 full bagels.
Oh, my God.
Everything bagels. Everything bagels. With lox and tomato.
I want a
real capers. And not only capers.
I like capers. Yeah.
How about salmon?
Yeah,
definitely. Loaded. Loaded.
Oh, he said lox.
Fully loaded.
5. I want to recap.
He loved it.
All
right,
everyone.
Movie. Go to see it.
All right, play the Bruce Springsteen stuff here. Here's your review of Blinded by the Light. Is this the song you would pick?
No.
What would you pick?
Rosalita.
Oh, yeah, Rosalita, 1973. This film takes place in 1987 and follows a Pakistani boy named Javad, who was an immigrant with his family to England. Is that your song?
This is it. Jump a little lighter, senorita, come sit by my fire.
So, in the midst of his, you know... immigration, he's in the center of like incredible racism and his overbearing father. And Javad discovers and deeply connects with the music of Bruce Springsteen. And through the boss's music, he finds his own voice. This is based on a true story. Corey, is this film mainly for people who love Bruce Springsteen's music? Or is this about the transformative power of music?
Oh, boy.
Deep question.
It's going a little deep. I mean... I look at this. I think it's more like the latter. I think you don't have to like Bruce. You don't even have to know Bruce to like this movie. I think that the film is about, it's more about that feeling that like anybody has had where you heard a song and you're like, wow, I get that song, or that song makes you feel a certain something inside. Mm-hmm. It sort of speaks to that kind of emotional connection that you would have. So in this movie, it's very earnestly about, you know, the sort of disaffected youth in England in the 80s, which a lot of people will not relate to.
Yeah.
Because it's very specific. But in this particular movie, like, there is this voice of Bruce Springsteen, who is this working class American that somehow connects with this, you know, packy living in London. So outside of London. So I don't think it's about, it's not a Bruce Springsteen movie. You know, I was actually, I'm a Bruce fan myself, so I kind of thought this was going to be a Bruce Springsteen movie.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that it took like 20, 30 minutes to actually hear a Bruce Springsteen song.
So it's just this kid's story.
It's his story. Huh. And then Bruce, the character of Bruce, or the music of Springsteen, plays a role in inspiring him. But it's really more a coming of age drama, sort of political to some degree drama, but it's also about, you know, racism and you know, really topical issues that are topical today.
Corey, yeah. Was there a band or a song that ever meant this much to you, where it was everything to you? Slowly, one by one.
One by one?
Yeah.
You don't want me to go through my playlist?
No, just
from 1969.
No.
So I don't know. I was into punk music in the 80s.
Yeah.
Late 80s. So like bands like Billy Bragg or artists
Billy
like Billy Bragg.
Bragg
spoke to me. Like I
like this song right here.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, my God. He's actually gone into a trance.
He's dead in the ideological coddle. I'm celebrating my love for you with a pint of beer and a new tattoo. This is what it is. This is what it's like.
Did you love this song?
I mean, half of the audience doesn't know what this is, do they?
Does Vinny know?
What?
Does Vinny know Billy?
I don't know.
This wouldn't have been on my. When you said punk rock, I was like, oh my God. When you played this, I went, oh, okay.
No. How about Dead Milkman? That's my other band.
That's punk rock to you?
All right. This is baby punk rock. This wound up my suburban soul.
No. Punk rock. I would call it alternative.
Chance. Let's go slam dance, all just like Minnie Pearl, just you and me.
Punk rock girl.
Eat fudge banana swirl. Come on. I don't know. I lost myself in weird music, and that's what this kid does in the movie. It's about that. Whatever that is to you, whatever my two weird songs are.
One last question.
Yeah.
Is this the feel-good movie of the year so far?
No, Good Boys is the feel-good movie of the year. This is a great, it's a great movie. It apparently did really well at Sundance. It was like a big hit there, won a lot of awards, a lot of critics like it. I just think it's an uplifting, positive film that that is lovely and has a great, strong message and will connect people to their love of music. My wife looked at it more than I did.
Yeah, his wife loved it.
Yeah.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. You know, I don't understand how this movie.
Nice.
Everything all right in there?
Well, check your pants.
You know, I don't want to offend anyone because I know there's a lot of. But this movie has 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, it's a little high. 92%. It's fine. If you like Bruce, you're gonna love this movie. But anyone else, I don't know. I'm gonna give it 3 generous Persians.
That's kind. I think that this movie will connect with a lot large audience, especially in the Bay Area. I think that the political subplot and the family story is all very earnest and very sweet and very positive and very hopeful. And isn't that what we all need right now?
A little positivity.
Yeah. So I'll give this 4 bagels.
Oh, you loved it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is that
you're
a
so
love?
Generous.
Five was a love.
Why are you so generous?
I freaking loved it.
Yeah.
And 4 is you loved it.
4
is I
loved
4 is
it.
A great movie.
Yeah. And I think I would see this again. I think if this is the kind of movie, if this came on TV, I would watch it. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So,
well, you guys,
four bagels.
What, heavily schmeared with all the other stuff? Yeah. Or
well,
no,
this is
no.
A, so nice. I don't know. What is a Pakistani bagel? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe four kebabs.
Yeah. How about four? With kebabs.
Okay. Perfect. Well done, you guys.
Thank
Corey,
you.
It's always great to see
Wonderful
you.
Wonderful to see you.
Bring Corey back more. Right?
Yeah, so he's going to come back in 2 weeks. For
yeah,
sure.
All right. Get your bell ready. You can see me at Bats Improv in September 6th and 27th.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I want to thank Greg Baldwin for coming in today. He's actually going to be joining us on The Secret Show.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun. We have some good, bad advices. Anytime you've got any problem, big or small, no matter what it's about, please send it to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. We love to bat your problems around and just, you know, we call it bad advice, but really it's kind of the best advice.
It's solid.
It
Perfect
is.
Advice.
We don't pull any punches with you. Mm-hmm. So Greg is going to join us for that. That's exciting. And we're looking forward to doing a secret show, too. And I also want to thank Corey Rosen for coming by and doing the movie review mm-hmm. with him. And it's always great to see Corey. So he's like a positive dude.
I love him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's just always in a great mood. And
both of those movies
smile.
Sound good.
I
told you I want to
too.
See Good Boys yeah. so bad. Yeah.
I love those types of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Me
and
too.
I actually grew up on the movie he meant, one of the movies he mentioned, Porky's,
sure.
where they're so inappropriate and
they don't stand.
They do not stand up. No, for the times they would be
right.
absolutely unwatchable.
Where the big joke would be dropping a pill in some girl's glass. Mm-hmm. Got her.
Isn't yeah. that hysterical?
Uh-huh. No. Turns out it isn't.
Looking in the girl's shower room.
Right.
Not
oh my
good.
God.
I think that's
peeper.
The main scene in Porky's.
I think
them
so,
looking
yeah.
in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bad.
Kim Cattrall,
that should have
yeah.
been called Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening today. We'll check you back here on F Day, our favorite day of the week. And Secret Show will be up around 11 o'clock this morning. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.